Meeting to order. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Eugene Connors.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Henson.
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy.
Present.
Mayor Ronald Earley.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis.
Here.
City Staff Richard Marsh, City Manager Ashley Coronado, City Clerk Carrie Bagley, Finance Director Andy Heretic, Public Works Director Albert E. Chavez, Police Chief Britt Hansen, City Attorney.
Thank you very much for the invocation tonight. Let us turn our thoughts to all the good things in our lives, our family, our friends, neighbors, and the great community that we live in. And so for all the good things in our lives, let us reflect on those with a moment of silence. Thank you. Let us stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have no announcement tonight yet. We're going to go to a call to the public right now, and we have a few people signed up. So we'll start right at the top, Mr. Fred Miller.
Good evening. My name is Fred Miller. I live at 39 Hazard Street. And just a few remarks. I'd like to offer my appreciation to you, Mayor, and Shirley Dougherty, and Gene Connors, and Serena Sullivan, for your years of service on the City Council. One of the most noble honors a resident of Bisbee can achieve is that of helping our community by tackling the big and small problems that materialize as we evolve, and that's what you all have done. Many of us who volunteer in our community know it takes a significant sacrifice of personal time, an ongoing commitment, and a relatively thick skin to sit up there month after month. You can't please everybody. And you certainly didn't, but but I believe you really tried to do your best what you thought was good for our community. So thank you very much for your service.
Thank you, Mr. Fred Miller. Next, we will go to Ricky Green.
Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Green. I live in Old Bisbee. And I would like to thank everybody who supported the water protectors at Standing Rock in North Dakota against the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm going to be presenting another petition. This is the second petition on this critical topic of divestment financing of dangerous fossil fuels, climate change, and criminal banking. And I'll just read it to you. It was made aware to the city that they were indirectly financing dangerous developments like the North Dakota Access Pipeline through criminally convicted banks, particularly Wells Fargo and Citigroup, through the state of Arizona. Action desires, number one, go on record and account for why you could not stop investing in these dangerous fossil fuel industries and financing of criminally convicted banks, like said. Number two, send a letter to the Secretary of State requesting them to stop investing in these banks and projects and start divesting city funds if the state does not comply. And just anybody who has a bank account at these large banks, I would strongly urge you, if you don't want your money going into projects like this, these unsustainable projects like tar sands and fracking and offshore oil drilling, then I suggest going to a local bank or a credit union. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ricky Green. Next, we will go to Nicholas Knight.
Place North Pole. So
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Thank you for keeping your promises, your campaign promises, because that's very rare in a politician. Appreciate that. Shirley, thank you for having a heart as big as your community and opening it up to represent your community in the best ways that you saw fit. Thank you for that. Gene, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lots of words, lots of fun, lots of learning for all of us watching you learn the ropes up there. So thank you, because you made the council accessible to all of us.
Ms. Sullivan, personal happiness in front of community? Matrimony in front of Bisbee? Shocked I was. But congratulations, and looking forward to watching how you blossom in your new soils. And to go on to the next thing, Andy, would you please rise to your feet? Would everyone join me in a huge round of applause for what this man has done? And for putting up with the grief that he's had to put up with, because the American Association of the Blind used to use Warren as its training ground for testing new canes and training their assistant dogs, and now that it's paved, they can't use it anymore. And they've been giving him no end of grief for that. So thank you for supporting him and holding off on that. Thank you for getting us paved. For the incoming, my words are please use the community. We have a phenomenal amount of talent and wisdom and a huge amount of drive and motivation waiting to be unleashed. Please use what's available. Don't feel like it has to be on your shoulders. Reach out for help. Invite people onto committees. Don't feel like you have to do it all. Invite us. We'll help you. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicholas Knight. Next, we will go to Karen Schumacher.
My name is Karen Schumacher, and I live at 18 Clausen in Old Bisbee. I didn't actually expect this many people to be here this evening. I was going to speak about the art auction that's proposed in front of the council in the next few meetings, but I think I'm going to hold those comments until another time, because I don't want this meeting to go on forever. But I would like to say one thing, which is that I'd like to warmly welcome our new council members and our mayor. But I just especially wanted to say good things about my dear friend, Bill Higgins. Bill is one of the kindest and most thoughtful people I know, and I believe the city of Bisbee is very lucky to have him as our representative.
Thank you, Karen Schumacher. Now we will go to Tom Nelson.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Tom Nelson from Old Bisbee. And just got a few things to announce, but first I would just like to say what Fred said, what Nick said, okay? Good enough? Y'all, we appreciate your service. That's the bottom line. It's a hard job, and I wouldn't do it. So I'm glad that the rest of you and you incoming folks are ready to work hard and have worked hard, and let's keep it up. And I hope everybody's ready to go to work, because I know David Smith, the incoming mayor, is going to put you all to your task. So, and then just three quick things here. Coming up, community events. Friends of Warren Ballpark. You can't see that one. I should have brought the poster up, but that's okay. And we have a rugby tournament this Saturday. And it's, of course, at Warren Ballpark. And it will be, the gates open at noon. It's the first time rugby has been played in 100 years in Bisbee. It used to be a very popular sport way back in the day. And so we've got a couple of teams coming down. And from an economic standpoint, they like to drink a lot, so they'll spend a lot of money in Bisbee. And hooligans are welcome. We will have beer, carne asada by the high school team. So come out and support us. Support the high school team, and so we can do some more great stuff at the Warren Ballpark. And next, Bisbee Rotary, we need your help. Donations of new blankets would be wonderful. Newer, gently used coats and clothing are always welcome, and especially toys. We can always use toys. We just never have enough for toys for, and this is for Christmas at NACO. So those of you who aren't familiar with that event, it's held every Christmas morning. The Rotary Club goes down, and we provide food staples and then the rest of the donated items and such to somewhere between 200 and 300 people, 350 people every year. And it's quite an experience. And we could use some volunteers to help sort and pack prior to Christmas Day. And then on Christmas morning, if y'all want to come down, it's a very heartwarming event, to say the least. And it's a good time. So please remember that. And there'll be an ad in the Observer, so make sure you get your Observers. Buy your Observer. And the number's in there. If you want to volunteer, give us more money. We can use more money. We'll just get more stuff. We are providing for 300 families this year. So, and then last but not least, coming up January 14th, the second annual Bisbee Health Expo 2017, run by the Chamber of Commerce and the Community Synergy Solutions Corp, which is Ms. Serena. So, Serena Casey, Mrs. Serena Casey. It's going to take me a while to get used to that one. So, sorry, Serena and Joe. And so it's January 14th at the Convention Center, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Save the date. If you're a health provider, basically what we have is a bunch of conventional, alternative, and mental health practitioners who will be at the Convention Center and possibly one other venue. And you can learn a lot about, there's a lot of people who do things you've probably never heard of here, so come on by and see us and learn something new to help you stay healthy. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Tom Nelson. Now we will go to Allison Williams.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, Mr. Marsh, Mr. Hansen, city staff. My name is Allison Williams. I live in Old Bisbee. I, too, second everything that everybody has said. Thank you all for your service and welcome to the new mayor and council. In particular, Jean, Councilmember Connors, I would like to say, as my Ward 1 representative, everything that you said 4 years ago, of listening to your constituents and speaking for them, you have done, and I want to thank you for that. I am the program coordinator for the Copper Queen Library, and I just have a couple of things I wanted to mention. The Friends of the Library is having a party on Wednesday, December 14th, 12 to 2. Everybody is invited, everybody. And we are still doing our food drive, our Food for Fines, which takes care of your late fees, your late fines. And all of the food goes to the Bisbee Fire Department food drive for the Christmas baskets. excuse me. But we're doing a supplemental Secret Santa, and that is because the Food for Fines does not cover lost items, and the lost items, lost, stolen, missing, are expensive. And what we have done is we've compiled a list, not everything, but we've focused on all of the children's and youth materials, DVDs and books, with an added wish list of some new things coming out. And that list is at the front desk, and their items are from $5 to $30. And the thing about this is that there are a large number of people who can't afford to replace these items, and because of that, their library privileges are curtailed. They're suspended, and they can't use their library cards. And for a lot of these people who can't afford to do this, they do not ever come to the library again. And so our Secret Santa is that when you buy that item, which goes to the library and goes back into circulation, you're also clearing their account. And they will be notified that they now have their library card privileges renewed. And it's just, we already have people to thank. Nick Knight and Donna Gabb were our first people today renewing privileges for people and adding to our lost collection. And with that, I also want to mention that CTE class of the Woodshop class, Jason McCutcheon's class at Bisbee High School, has been volunteering. They have been working. If you've noticed the Friends bookstore is closed, that is because we had a volunteer architect design all new shelving for the Friends. And all of the high school students came in and tore everything out. They are repainting, and they've built. They've spent the last few months building these shelves. And they are going to be in the next week coming in and rebuilding. They also actually had enough students to go up and patch a little water damage. Jason McCoviak, our library director, just repainted the YA room upstairs. The speed and the work that they are doing is amazing, and I want you to thank Mr. McCutcheon if you see him and all of the students. The Bisbee High School students are not just learning how to do these things. They're working in the community. They're not just in the classroom. They're building our Friends bookstore, and I just am so appreciative. So please come to our party on December 14th. Thank you.
Thank you, Allison Williams. And last, we have Christina Plasencia.
Good evening, Mayor and Council and citizens. I'm just going to say that I wholeheartedly support everything that was said, and short of reiterating it all again, want to thank you all for your service and welcome to the newly elected board members and mayor. On behalf of Destination Bisbee, I would very much like to offer you our support and ask you to remember that we are out here and have been out here, and I want to thank you, David Smith, for the early years of out of which Destination Bisbee evolved. We met for about 4 years as a Better Bisbee, Better Together, a collaborative effort of businesses supporting efforts to improve the economic environment for success, you know, opportunity for our businesses collectively to succeed. And out of that evolved the Destination Bisbee Incorporated, Marilis Faree, and I have continued the publishing of the Destination Bisbee brochure, which is carrying the message of Bisbee as an economic tourist destination. And our tourism industry is really the default Bisbee industry. I'm sure it wasn't designed that way, but it is what it is, and we're glad to be here, and thank you, and thank you, Dave Smith, for the early years that you spent at our meetings and listened and supported our efforts, and we're here to support you and this council. Thank you.
Thank you, Christina Plasencia. That concludes our call to the public. Next, we will go to item number one. Do we have a motion?
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $253,073.74.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve accounts payable in the amount of $253,073.74. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number two, approval of the consent agenda, items A through G, and I will read those. A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on November the 1st, 2016 at 7 p.m. B, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on November the 15th, 2016 at 7 p.m. C, approval of the minutes of the special session of the Mayor and Council held on November the 9th, 2016 at 6 p.m. D, approval of the minutes of the special session of the Mayor and Council held on November the 29th, 2016 at 6 p.m. E, approval of the appointment of Mary Ferguson to the Police and Fire Advisory Committee. F, approval of the resignation of David Smith from the Board of Adjustments and the Streets and Infrastructure Committee. And G, approval of the resignation of Frank Davis from the Design Review Board. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through G.
Second.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda items A through G. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Connors?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Mayor Eartley?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number three under new business, changing of outgoing and incoming council. We will begin this process with the oath of office to Mayor-elect David Smith, Council Members elect Gabe Lindstrom, and Council Member-elect Bill Higgins. So I guess we will now proceed with that. Would you gentlemen and want to come forward? I believe we're going to do this individually. Is that correct,
that's
Mr.?
What I propose is, because if anyone wants to take pictures, if I stand here and the new member stands there.
Well, just so I'm not in it.
Oh, well, that's fine. But if you have a better idea, that's fine.
Well, whatever you all want to do.
I'm just trying to figure out what the new members would do.
Yeah, maybe that is a good suggestion. Mr. Higgins, Mr. Lindstrom, David.
What I'm going to do is administer the oath to the mayor first, and then everybody alphabetically after that.
Good to see you.
So would you raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, David Smith, do solemnly swear, that I will support the Constitution, of the United States of America, and the Constitution and laws, of the State of Arizona, that I will bear true faith and allegiance, to the same, and defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will faithfully and impartially, discharge the duties of the office of mayor, according to the best of my ability, So help me God. Congratulations. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Don't worry. I got plenty more where that came from. The next one for the firing squad, Joan Hansen.
There you are.
That's how focused I am. I'm looking right down at the paperwork.
I'm
okay. Nobody
recognizes
me.
Thank you.
concludes the ceremony.
Your Honor, thank you very much. I want to congratulate the new mayor and the new council members, and I wish you the best of luck and success. We're now going to move on to the seating of the new mayor and council members. So why don't you come on up? We'll try to squeeze going up and coming down. Maybe we should go down first. I'll wait here to hand the gavel.
What a great turnout. Thank you all so much for being here. We all appreciate that. It'd be nice to have a turnout like this every week, but I know better. Our first order as a council is to present the outgoing members with a token of the city's appreciation on behalf of the citizens of Bisbee. So with that, if I could ask Serena. We'll go in reverse, whatever. And Serena, this, of course, is Serena Sullivan, as it indicates. You gave the city a couple great years. Ward 1 is very appreciative, as is the city of Bisbee. So thank you so much. Shirley Downey. That was a little awkward, but I just come down there. Shirley, thank you so much for your 4 years that you gave Ward 3 in the city of Bisbee. We appreciate everything that you did. I'm sure Ward 3 appreciates everything you did for them. So thank you. Eugene Connor. Gina. Thank you so much for your 4 years of service to Ward 1 and to the entire city. You've certainly been a guiding light in the area.
Does it get any better than this?
It's a And Ronald Irvin. Certainly, I saved you to last simply because you worked the hardest. Thank you so much for everything you've done for the city of Bisbee. And I
think you probably have a couple of these that you've
given. Oh, third one.
And I have just a brief remark that Ms. Klein asked for the floor. So, Ms. Klein.
Thank you, Mayor. I would also like to thank Mayor Ertley, Shirley, Jean, and Serena for your years of service, and I wish you all the best of luck. I know we'll still see you around, and you'll still be involved in everything, but just a very heartfelt thank you from myself.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I likewise would like to welcome you and Gabe and Frank and Bill, and Joan is my cohort in terms of Ward 2 to the council. I want to thank Mayor Ertley, who has given a significant number of years of service, a good portion of his life to the city of Bisbee, and I want to appreciate that. Shirley Dowdy likewise has done the same, and in addition, she's been kind of the super volunteer over the years. Any event, any activity, you can be sure that Shirley is going to be there volunteering, and including just a weekend ago, she was, of course, Mrs. Santa Claus. Serena Sullivan certainly brought to this council an added concern with social issues. She sat here on the dais at the end, and she always felt that she had the deciding vote, which in many cases was the case. We didn't know until Serena voted how an issue was going to go. Jean Connors was certainly the person, who are you, Jean? Was a person who urged me, was instrumental in getting me on to the council. I certainly appreciate Jean's insights and his choice comments on issues before the council. And using Jean's words, I love you, Jean, I love you, Jean. Anna Klein and I now are the old timers. And of course, Anna's even older than I am in regard to service on the council. and it certainly is my aspirations now to become an elder statesman on behalf of the city of Bisbee. And finally, in terms of acknowledgments, the council here only votes. It's staff that does. And we need to always acknowledge then the importance of staff who are well-trained, certified at all levels of personnel, motivated, hardworking, and are known for excellent customer service. And so I really want to, again, these are the people who do things. We vote. You guys do it. So I point to you around the room here. I want to thank you all, and I'm really looking forward to the next 2 years. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Mayor, may I also say a few words? Very few,
surely.
Because everything's been said. But I just want to thank all of the council members and the mayor. I was so new and green. I learned so much from all of you, and I really thank you for your guidance and your help.
Thank you. As my first appointment, I'd like to appoint Doug Dunn as Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now we move on to business. Item number 5, discussion and possible approval of the notion of intent to adopt ordinance O-16-08. Authorizing the sale and transfer of city property located adjacent to 48 Wood Canyon. Joe Ward is not with us tonight, and so Mr. Hansen, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. Ms. Weaver, like a lot of folks, got a survey done of her property and found out that she didn't own a piece of her own property. And the remedy for that under the city code is to apply for a transfer of the property to the city. Due to a change in the city code enacted by the council last year, it's no longer required to do an auction of the property because that can sometimes lead to very odd results. So under the new procedure, Ms. Weaver went before the Planning and Zoning Commission to present her application. The Planning and Zoning Commission determined that this particular property, about 101 feet, a slice of Ms. Weaver's property, was not suitable for auction and therefore should just be transferred directly to her at a fair price determined by the council. Mr. Ward, and they, of course, recommended transfer of the property to Ms. Weaver. Mr. Ward calculated a fair price for the parcels being $3.50 per square foot for a total of $427, and we would recommend the transfer of that parcel to Ms. Weaver through a quick claim deed.
Discussion. I move that we approve Ordinance 01608, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property located adjacent to 48 Wood Canyon.
Second.
Ms. Coronado, would you call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Everybody's moved around on me. Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
And Councilmember Lindstrom?
Here.
Mayor Smith?
Yeah, and we'll need ayes and nays.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. And I vote aye. And the motion passes to adopt Ordinance 0-16-08 unanimously. Thank you. Item number 6, public hearing and reconsideration. Discussion and possible approval of a notice of intent to adopt Ordinance 0-16-07 to rezone parcels 103-62-416 and 416A, subject to the 8 conditions set forth in the staff report.
I move to reconsider the council vote of November 9, 2016, and to approve the notice of intent to adopt Ordinance 0-1607 to rezone parcels 103-62-416 and 103-62-416A, subject to the 8 conditions set forth in the staff report.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Mr. Hansen, we go into a public hearing at this point. Is that correct? That's correct. There's not really any guidance on this in the code, but given that it is in the council's already heard it, maybe a lot of the public's comments have already been out there, and there may be nobody that wants to add anything to it, but you never know. So I think to be on the safe side, it'd be best to open it up to the public and, of course, give the applicant, if he so desires, a chance to speak. And I know there are some new council members and a new mayor here. Rather than go through the presentations again, I think Mr. Councilman Higgins attended several of those meetings. I think you did as well. And I think Mr. Councilmember Lindstrom has had a chance to catch up. But if anybody has any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Thank you. Then we'll go into a public hearing. I'm calling the public hearing to order. Staff report, basically we just had that. Yes, the staff report remains the same as presented to the council the first go-round. Does the applicant wish to have an opening statement?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. We'll move on to, do we have any speakers in support? Any speakers in support? Do we have any speakers in opposition? Any speakers in opposition? Ms. Coronado, do we have any letters, emails, or phone calls regarding this matter?
No, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. With that, I will close the public hearing. Now we have a motion before us. Any further discussion?
Mayor, I just want to certainly remind listeners that this has been a long process, that we've had a work session between the Planning and Zoning Commission the City Council, the Planning and Zoning Commission, of which I am a liaison of the Council, to the Planning and Zoning Commission has held several hearings. We had a very thorough presentation of this to us at the Council meeting on November 9th, which resulted in a 3-3 vote, and that's why it's being brought before us here this evening. Certainly the Planning and Zoning Commission with staff has done excellent work in terms of studying this and proposing the eight conditions that are before us that have been discussed thoroughly in prior meetings, which really actually provides more review of any development in this property than what would be the case if this change had not been made. And so that's one of the conditions that the applicant has agreed to in terms of involving the council, the Design Review Board, the Planning and Zoning Commission, in the review of any development that is proposed for that area. And for that reason, you know, I strongly support an affirmative on this item.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Yes, Ms. Clay.
Again, I will state that I am very pro-growth as long as it's smart growth. And I see the report that we got in here from the Corps of Engineers is a 1991 report. However, there is a report from, it's either 97 or 98. And that's where they were discussing and had showed us the structural weaknesses down there. So I still have a concern with that. And I appreciate this report from 91, but I would have really liked to have seen the latest report, just for peace of mind.
Okay. For the people in the audience, one of the considerations of the eight conditions is, of course, that if this property is to be developed, that it does have to go through an engineering study. So hopefully that would alleviate your thoughts and worries about this. But I do understand. Anything further? Ms. Coronado, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. The motion for the ordinance O-16-07 passes 6-1. Item number 7, discussion of possible approval to enter into an extension of the intergovernmental agreement between Cochise County, the City of Bisbee, for legal services. This is an issue that, as many people are aware, we contract with the county attorney's office for them to provide the City of Bisbee with legal advice, which I believe that they have done a very good job of doing that. This contract expires in about 7 months, and an issue has come up where they need to hire a paralegal who has been working and has just resigned. And in order to hire a paralegal of quality, they're going to have to guarantee more than 6 months of employment. And so this is requesting a 2-year extension. So this would expire in 2019. Discussion.
I'm very, pardon me, Mayor. I have been very pleased with the service provided by the county, and certainly at a very reasonable cost. And so it's certainly a win-win situation for us. And so I certainly understand why we're extending this, and so that we can ensure that they have the staff necessary to meet the various things that the county attorney is doing, including being our legal assistance.
Yeah, I should add that the money is the same. There's no increase. Sorry, Mr. Hansen.
We didn't ask for one. I would have, except I'm really happy to say that The county, after years of not getting raises, is actually granting raises this year, so I didn't, out of the general, county general fund, so I didn't need some extra from the city of Bisbee. And given the city's financial circumstances, I'm glad I don't have to come in and ask you for that.
Well, thank you for that. Yes.
Mr. Bear, jump on this thing. Yeah, I just want to say that you know, I'm very pleased with what I've seen the county do for us. They had an excellent presentation to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and you know, I'm very comfortable with the county doing this. I think that this is shows us what a great public servant that Britt Hansen is, and we're getting him cheap. So we're very lucky. This is a good example of what government can do, you know.
Thank you. Do we have a motion? I will make a motion that we approve an extension of the IGA intergovernmental agreement between the Cochise County and the City of Bisbee for legal services.
Second.
Ms. Coronado, please.
Okay. Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Oh, this is a tough one.
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. The motion passes unanimously. And item number 8, City Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to mention that you know, most of us here believe that Mexico, being our neighbors, I know the state of Arizona feels that way, and Bisbee does too, that they're our neighbors. And there was an opportunity to go to the Arizona-Mexico Commission Summit in Hermosillo, which I attended for December 1 and December 2. The goal of the Arizona-Mexico Commission is to look at areas where we can partner in the areas of tourism, trade, commerce, and event planning. Had an opportunity to meet with the governor there of Sonora and also the governor of Arizona to talk about the Sonora Festival and Trade Show that's going to be held here in May of next year. In fact, there was about 2,000 people, both private business owners and public officials there, who were in the audience when the director of the Ministry of Economic Development mentioned Bisbee and mentioned the trade show and the festival that's going to be held here. And some of the dignitaries from Sonora will be here during the Memorial Holiday weekend. I just want to report on that.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Marsh?
Yes, sir. Well, I want to thank the mayor, Ron, and also Shirley, and also, was Shirley and Serena, she's gone, and Jean, for your support and for allowing me to be your city manager. It changed my life and changed my daughter's life, and I'm going to miss you guys, so thank you so much for your support. I'm looking forward to working with the new mayor and the new council. There's a lot of things that we've talked about, and looking forward to pressing on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We're now going to move on to council comments. Ms. Klein.
Okay, well, now that the new council members have finished their first meeting, I would like to welcome you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
And Mr. Davis, Mr. Higgins, and Mr. Lindstrom. That's going to get really hard for me to call Gabe Mister, because I've known him since he was just a itty-bitty guy. And, of course, Ms. Hansen for the next term as well. I look forward to working with each and every one of you, and I know that we can just continue moving forward. And then just a reminder that the Bisbee Firefighters Holiday Food and Toy Drive continues. Monetary and non-perishable food items as well as toys may be dropped off at either fire station. Any and all donations are greatly appreciated, and they were able to provide 100 families with Thanksgiving food baskets this year. They are also pleased to be working with A Tree for Christmas, Inc. during this holiday season. And what they do is they help provide families in need with Christmas trees and ornaments to decorate them. They are in great need of new or gently used artificial trees, ornaments, garland, tree toppers, and tree skirts. Boxed candy canes are also very much appreciated. And again, to the community, thank you so much for your support of our firefighters as they continue to assist our community in every way possible.
Thank you, Ms. Klein.
We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We stand adjourned.